Well, welcome to Highway Diary. I'm your host, Eric Hollerbach. With me, Thomas Jones.
Hello, Eric.
What a regular you are to this show.
Like, what is this, like my sixth?
Something like that. I don't know. You're my go-to guy. You're my number one man. You know, we watch porno together.
I'm your bottom bitch, dude.
For real.
I'm what brings in the views.
You know, we got to do another porno podcast, but like first to come wins.
First to come wins?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've trained myself not to come.
Oh, yeah? Is that like the next like, level to being a professional bull in a cuck relationship?
It's like they have you come over to like fuck you good. So, I mean, you gotta, like, try and last as long as
you
can.
Oh, yeah. You wanna, like, go to Pound Town for a while.
Right.
When like, you're fucking some dude's wife in front of him.
Like, my goal is, like, to have her, like, just convulsing and not even come once.
Yeah.
Like, if I could do that, then that's good bull work. It's not about you. It's about them.
Need a matador to keep this fucking dick in line. What if it goes crazy? Just starts fucking everything in the room. You need like a matador. shine something flashy at it to confuse your dick. You know, or just to tame it. You
gotta slow it down.
Now, I wrote you a little song, you know, and I want to get an update because last time you were on my podcast, you were telling me that like you were kind of dating some girl. And you might have to break up with the married couple. You know, like, what's the status of that? Are you still dating this girl? Is it getting more serious? Is it fizzling out?
It is where it is, I guess. It's kind of like, yeah, we're hanging out and, like, we do stuff. But it's not like we're together. I mean, I can't really say that. I don't know. I can't say I know she is, but I think she's, you know, just still out there talking to other people, going out on other dates. And that's cool, you know? I don't feel that we're exclusive, so I'm not like, oh, you know, I'm all upset. You know, I'm really not.
But are you guys open with each other or just not? Like, she wouldn't know about your married couple situation, right?
She does not know.
Right.
And
what if I post this podcast over? Does that worry you? Are you friends on Facebook?
We are, but I'll say this: she's older. She doesn't really. She's barely on Facebook to begin with,
right?
And she listens to like true crime podcasts. I don't think she's gonna stumble upon this one.
All right. You have a little injury going on.
Hmm. I fell at work today. I work for a land surveying company. Right now we're contracted out building the new airport. And so like there's just like loose dirt everywhere.
Yeah.
They'll dig. They'll put down these giant stone piles. And then they dig them out to put boxes and concrete around them so they can build on top of that. So when they dig them out, you know, it's just a big old hole, and I'm at the edge of the hole, and the dirt just comes out under my feet, and to keep from falling all the fucking way down, and the hole's not that deep. It's only about, I want to say six and a half feet deep.
Yeah, but you could fuck yourself up, you know.
Yeah, but
you fuck
I just
your ankles up.
Yeah, I just you know, instinct is to catch yourself, so I pushed up against the closest pile. And just as I slid down, it kind of like just bent all my shit back.
Ugh.
And it was bothering me, so I went to the clinic after work. They're like, oh, yeah, it's just a little sprain, a little sore. Wrapped it up, went home, took a shower, and then I had to try and wrap it back up. And I think I did a shit job because I don't know how to do that shit.
Almost looks like a boxer, like hand wrap.
Right.
Oh, it looks like a jerk-off injury. Give out my first guess.
Real shit, I was like, you know, I got to talk about it, so I think I'm just going to say I did a jerk-off injury.
Yeah. No, but I mean, like, you go for days, so it's like, it could be like a stress fracture. It's just that, like, next-level bull life, bro.
Get a cortisone shot in there, and yeah, I'll be fine. I can do it, dude. Put me back in, Dana. I can fight.
Come here, put me in, coach. Let me fuck your wife. Am I tripping? Now I'm an Uber driver, and fucking, I always get so bummed out when people, like, just take out their phones, and they're like, what's up, Uber? And I'm like, what's that for? They're like, Snapchat? I'm like, I don't want to be on your Snapchat as your driver. You know what I'm saying? I got other shit going on in my life. You know what I mean? Like, this is our driver. He's serving us right now. Let me start filming him as my servant. Like, that's how it feels like to me. I don't know.
Okay. I
get a little
trippy
about that shit. I'm like, can you delete that video and not put it up and, like, don't, and, like, ask me before you just start filming me?
Okay.
That happens all the time. Like, fucking a gaggle, like, three girls that take out their phone. Hey, Uber driver, what should we do? I don't know. Put your fucking cell phone away and fucking stop filming me without asking me what's going on. You know what I mean? I don't like that shit.
Right. Okay. I feel that. Cause I've been in Ubers where I'm on Snapchat, you know, just having a good old time. I was like, "What's up, Uber driver?" And then usually they just like, "What's up?" You know, yeah. And I never really think about like how you feel about it. But
well, I think like you know what I mean. I want to do comedy, and I don't know. I just feel weird if someone's like, "Oh, look, back in 2017, this struggling guy, you know, he was my Uber driver." I don't know.
No, don't you think that's a little like...
I have status dysmorphia.
Okay. I don't know. I think that's cool, like, to be like, one day he was serving me pancakes, and now, like, he's, like, selling out stadiums.
Yeah, but I don't know. Don't you think if you start filming someone, you should ask about that, or be like, or tell what it's for, or... I don't know, man.
I mean, it's your space,
I just hate...
in your car.
Dude, I'm so hating the fucking job. Do you know, I do Uber Eats, right? So I pick up, like, Chinese food from someone's restaurant, and then I go drive with somebody. The last 11 times I did it, I didn't get a dollar tip. I'm walking up five-floor walk-ups, and people are like, you don't tip with Uber, bye. Close the door. They're not saying that, but that's what they're doing.
Right.
I go to fucking the French Quarter. I go to, like, an expensive-ass house on Britannia.
Right.
Like a fucking... $4 million mansion. Some 20-year-old fucking trust fund cunt shows up. He's naked under a robe, you know, in a silk robe. And I know he's naked because, like, I could see, like, the head of his dick in the, looked.
See that little grandfather
but
talk
I just saw
action going?
He opened it and there was a dangly swingy action from the bottom.
Right.
So I look down. I just see the head of his dick through silk. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He's like, thank you. He took, like, 20 minutes to come to the door, first of all. And it just bums me out, man. You know, you go to... Ugh. If someone handles your Chinese food and brings it to you from the restaurant and you don't give them a dollar, you're a fucking animal, dude. You know? I don't know. I hate this job so much. Oh, my God. And I have to work every single day because I'm saving up to move. I'm going to be in L.A. in 4 weeks, you know, so...
Have you thought about prostitution?
Yes.
Like, you talk to Xander, like, just suddenly...
Oh, yeah. Was he walking up? No.
No.
Yeah. I don't want to talk about Xander for his personal business on this. I got to have him on to bring up this subject.
All right.
Ugh, what a weird thing that is. Anyway. Everything else good with you? Do you trip out about your job? Or are you, like... You know, day after day, you got to go there every single day. You know, five days a week.
It's frustrating because...
Like, what's, like, the worst day at work you had?
The worst thing about just being where I'm at is when you're on a big job site like that, just no one's talking to each other. And it comes down... And I think what it comes down to is no one knows what surveyors do. That's what it feels like because then they're like... Well, you know, how come these points are out? It's like because, you know, everything's moving. Like, the ground is soft, so it's shaking, you know. Even though it's moved about a 16th. A 16th is about this much.
Yeah.
It's not anything at all. But what you got to understand in surveying, if you can get something to close out 200ths from about 1,000 feet away... That's awesome. That's tits. That's as close as you can get there on purpose.
Right. So just to be clear, like land surveying, you got to know like the framework of the building, the framework of the airstrip, so that when the architects go to start laying the cornerstone, they know exactly where that bitch is supposed to drop.
It's like, don't get me started on architects. Architects and surveyors are like natural enemies. Because architects are just like, I want to make something pretty and thrilly, and, you know, I want spirals everywhere. And architects like, no. I mean, surveyors are just like, fuck, dude. I need 90-degree angles, you know?
Right, right.
I need to be able to measure this shit. If you've ever tried to measure a circle, it's miserable.
Well, can't you just, like, you know, do, like, turn their swerves into a square and then be like, that's the point of the, you know...
They get mad because they're like, I want the whole circle plotted out. It's like, okay, I'm giving you the points that you need.
Right.
Don't talk to me.
Yeah, because you just have those, like, tripods with the little, like, isn't that the main tool? You got, like, a tripod that you look through.
Oh, yeah, the instrument, the gun, whatever you want to call it. It shoots out a laser. And yeah, that laser, it measures in a 3D space. It could tell you how far away something is. How tall elevation wise and where it is in a 360 degree angle based on another point somewhere.
Okay, so if you were to do a circle, you'd have to laser, like, you know, 9 points around instead of just 1 to 1 to,
right,
like, you gotta put all those dowels in the ground,
right?
Yeah, that's because a laser just goes fucking straight, right?
Right.
Yeah, that's son of a bitch. Who else is a mortal enemy? Like, if you have an architect, the mortal enemy is a surveyor. What about, like, what's another job's mortal enemy? Like, a farmer and a chef? You know what I mean?
No, I would... I've noticed that, like, a big social enemies would be, like, farmers and, like, food distributors.
Yeah.
Like, farmers, they'll grow so much food. And, you know, the food distributors are like, okay, I want apples that look like apples on TV. Even though, like, you could have an apple that's all weird and misshapen, it's still the same apple that came off the same tree as the pretty apple.
Right.
And then they can't sell that misshapen apple because of, it just doesn't look right. People won't buy a misshapen apple because it's just like, oh, It's ugly, therefore it's bad.
Man, I'll take spots in my apples, but leave me the birds and the bees, you know what I'm saying?
I feel that. What else is going on? I've actually been working on recording my music and not just deleting it.
Trying to... Yeah, you're, like, going through an exhaustive process of writing, trying to make your first comedy album.
Right, right.
With your songs.
And I've... It's, for me, recording your own music is just, it's just this process that's, it's, it wears me out. It frustrates me. Because, let's be honest, like, you're never satisfied with your own work. And...
That's right.
I'll spend weeks, maybe days, maybe weeks, putting down a ukulele track, then putting down a drum track, then putting down a bass track, then putting down my vocals. Then, like, putting it all together and being like, okay, this actually sounds decent. Delete. And then...
I was a little worried about you one day because you wrote this social media post and you were like, I'm depressed. Everything's terrible. I don't know the world that makes sense. I was like, God damn. What were you going through?
I was just frustrated with a lot of things. It's just like... You know, like, you feel like a lot of stuff is going on, but, like, you feel like you're not really getting anywhere. Like, don't get me wrong, like, I've been coming out to shows, and I feel like I've been having really good shows. I've been having good sets. I've been working on music, and I feel like I have two good songs coming out now that you gave me that one. I'm working on these songs, trying to get them recorded. Trying to get all my material together so I can, you know, maybe get a work on a special soon. And it's just like, you're doing so much, and sometimes I feel like, okay, I'm just kind of, it's just me out here just doing this.
Yeah.
Or it's just like, I'm doing all this and I'm not seeing anything from it. Or I'm always going out and I'm always tired and, you know, I just don't have time for... You know, just to hang out with friends or just to go get a drink with people, yeah, from work.
I know. I, dude, last night, I haven't done shows in maybe a week. I don't even know when the last show I did because, oh no, I did Babylon on Friday. But, you know, because I, normally I would like, you know, get up, bullshit for 2 hours, maybe work out. Then I would work from 1 to 8, then I'd do a show, then I'd go home. But now I'm going 1 to 8, sleep from 8 to 9, then work again from 9:30 to 12 or 1. And last night at like 10, I just start crying. Like in my car, I drop off somebody and I just start, because I was just like, I don't have, I haven't, you know, I just worked the last fucking 57 days straight. And I'm like, I'm either going to get a month in Costa Rica or like, I'm going to take this fucking car off a bridge. I feel
like,
dude,
like you just like, you're emotionally exhausted. I was, recently we had a family reunion at my house, and I remember like at one point like my mom was like, hey, just watch all the kids, make sure they're all cool. And we're in the back room and we're watching Paw Patrol, and I just remember like halfway through the episode like I'm crying hysterically watching Paw Patrol. It's like they're getting over all their fears and it's just so amazing. And like I'm like, what is
why is this happening?
Yeah, you're just like, why am I so emotional right now? I'm
getting in my feelings.
I feel like as comedians, like we always have to like not so much mask our feelings, but we have to present them in a certain way. A lot of the time, like yeah, when we go out on stage, even if you're having the worst day ever, you can't just go out there. It's like, fucking my landlord's on my case, you know?
It's just like, shit, man.
You get out there, you're like, my landlord, you know my landlord? He's so annoying. You know, you got to go out there and, present it like nothing's bothering you.
You got to pitch it like you're above it, but still, it's a dread, you know what I mean?
Right.
Kind of make fun of him more than just like, this is the horrible reality of my life.
Right.
Goddamn. Hmm. Man, also, I feel like I have, like, sleep apnea by proxy. There's a fucking AC unit outside my window. You know AC units, they turn off, then the temperature hits a certain temp, and then it kicks on again.
Right.
Right? So as soon as it turns off, I go fast asleep, fast and hard. It kicks on again. It's like, whoa, 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 whoa. I wake up again. It's like, I don't have breathing problems, but I feel like I have sleep apnea because fucking I get woken up every 20 minutes.
Right.
So I sent in a maintenance request, but I guarantee I'm here 4 more weeks. I guarantee they're not gonna fucking touch it in 4 weeks. You know? Oh, so it's like
that asshole's leaving anyway.
That fucking piles on to my. I think that's why I cried. I'm just overtired. Fucking crying. All right, let's go.
Y'all ready for this family thing to kick on, man? Y'all have fun. Y'all ready? Y'all loose? Cool. Y'all trust me? Y'all trust me right now? Y'all trust me? All right, man. First comedian coming to the stage, man. I love him. He is reckless. I love reckless because I'm like a politician. I'd be like, I can do that shit, but you can't. So you do it. You be reckless. Ladies and gentlemen, prepare yourselves. First comedian coming to the stage. I love him. Ask my brother. Please do me a favor. Start clapping your hands right now. And make some noise like Eric. Holla, bye. What's going on, Siberia? We're all very sexy. You guys look good. We're in a rock and roll club. The lights are low. Let's get weird. All right. I start taking steroids, Chinese steroids. I did a roast, and it's almost like everyone got up and were like, oh, Eric, man, you're so fat. You're so fat, 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 fat. And I was like, God damn it. I need to start working out. I need to start taking steroids to jumpstart my workouts. So I went to a Chinese doctor in the HK market in Retina. And I said, give me some steroids so I can be like super buff and shit. And he gave me these pills. They're probably made out of like monkey bones and lead paint chips, but they work. If I take one of these Chinese steroids and I don't immediately leave the house, I have to masturbate like 72 times. Like the blood just pools? The blood pools. Okay, guys. They make me dehydrated, though, and really, they give me half. down, I get cut off. I have hemorrhoid rage, and I have steroid rage. I got cut off. I got road rage. And you don't want me coming after you with an itchy butthole full of testosterone, because I'm going to do like karate shit or something. It's not going to end well.
We're continuing on here.
Thomas Jones.
Eric Hollerbach.
Seems like it's a little, you know, like, New Orleans is kind of a seasonal city.
Right.
Like February and October, peak season, summer takes a big dip. Except for Essence Fest, and then 4th of July.
Right.
And then nothing.
Right.
Until August 15th when all the fucking colleges come back in town, you know?
Right.
So, just putting the time in right now. Off season.
I feel that. I'm trying to get it in there.
It's a good group. I don't know. For some reason, I really... This is my favorite place. I feel so comfortable here. Maybe it's just because this is the place I've done the most time since I've lived here. I feel like Siberia is my home club in New Orleans.
I feel that. For me, it's... I feel like if there's any other show everybody's going to be at, usually this is one of them. So, you know, you get to see everybody, you know. For me, it's just real comfortable because, you know, obviously it's just all your people, all your homies.
Yeah.
We dick around before the show. We dick around during the show. We dick around after the show.
Smoke a little weed.
Yeah, it's
we
just...
We try to time it out where we walk out on stage at the right time.
It's just, you know... I feel like there's just good company here.
Yeah.
So, for me, like, I feel like I've always had a good set because it's just good company.
Yeah. There's no, like, pretentious vibe. It's just, like, we're all kind of on the same page that this could be fun.
Right.
Yeah. I like it. So, are you thinking about joining the Illuminati to, like, make it in show business? Like, what if they called you? Or, like, hey, Thomas, you know?
I don't know.
Yeah, we're gonna humiliate you, like in the initiation process, like sexually, psychologically. You know, we're gonna put you in a weird chamber and hit you with brooms and assorted dildos.
I don't know about Illuminati. I want to be a Skull and Bones.
Oh yeah.
Like I like the whole running around screaming, you know, doing fake murders and then laying in coffins. That's more up my alley.
Yeah. So you have to lay naked in a coffin. In a coffin with a bell on your penis, and then you have to masturbate, and the bell keeps going so that they know that you're jerking it.
Jesus.
Because if the bell stops, and then what you do is you talk about every single sexual experience that you've had. And I also heard that the person with the most is called like Don Quixote. Like you're given like a Skull and Bones name. And there's like 12 names because they take in 12 people, and maybe it's 6 every year or something like that.
Right.
So like the guy who's got when he talks, they list it, his numbers. And this happens in your junior year, so you're 21.
Mm-hmm.
So you're 21 and 22, and then you're out.
Right.
So it's just your junior and senior year of college, and so yeah, then based on how what comes out during your initiation, that's what name you're given. One person's Don Quixote, one person's probably Hitler. I mean, who knows?
Okay.
It's weird, but
I watched something where they apparently like stole Geronimo's bones.
Oh, who is Geronimo? Some kind of Indian?
Now a story about one of America's most prestigious universities, a well-known family, and a legendary American Indian leader. It's a story about secrets and bones and maybe about grave robbery. It's an 85-year-old riddle, and the solution may be hidden in the windowless headquarters of a mysterious society. The secretive Skull and Bone Society was founded at Yale University in 1832, and its members have included the elite of the elite. President Bush is a third-generation bonesman. He follows his father, former President Bush, and his grandfather, former Senator Prescott Bush. That's where the story really gets interesting. Many years ago, it's said, Prescott Bush and other bonesmen dug up the grave of the legendary Apache leader Geronimo in Fort Sill, Oklahoma.
Apparently they stole his bones.
It's weird that Yale's in Connecticut, and I also hear that they have a lot of, like, Nazi stuff, like you drink out of, like, cups from like Nazi Germany, like silver cups that like Hitler would have drank out of and Jesus. Stuff like this. It's in the middle of Connecticut. Isn't that fucking weird, man?
Hey, man, when you have the money, you could buy whatever Nazi memorabilia you want.
Yeah. There's this great guy, his name is Anthony Sutton, and he's dead now, but he wrote a book called Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler, and he found out that Wall Street very much were involved in funding Hitler's operations.
Time, we were in Vietnam, and as you know, the Soviets were supplying the North Vietnamese.
This was 1972.
1972, yes. And for example, I knew that the Gorky plant, which was built by the Ford Motor Company, but the Gorky plant in Russia produces the GAZ, a series of vehicles. The GAZ vehicles had been seen on Ho Chi Minh Trail. We were supplying equipment to the Gorky plant in the middle of the Vietnamese War, and these trucks were being used to carry ammunition supplies, which were killing Americans. Now, I thought this was morally wrong, and I said so in Miami Beach and at the Hoover Institution. And it was this type of information that was suppressed.
And so what eventually happened as far as your activities at the Hoover Institution were concerned?
Well, I didn't pay much heed to the warnings. I published a book called National Suicide in the following year, which summarized our assistance to the Soviets, our military assistance to the Soviets. And when that book came out, there was great pressure to stop the book. There was pressure on both the publishers and me personally. And I felt I couldn't take this. And a few years later, I just left the Hoover Institution. Since 1975, I've been an independent author without any ties whatsoever.
Let's go a little bit into the background of the financing of the German war machine that we fought in the period 1941 to 1945. Could we start, first of all, with the original financing of Hitler between 1922 and 1923, when he was first making his effort to come into prominence in Germany?
The original financing of Hitler, that's in the years 1922, came only partly from Germany. One of the most prominent Americans concerned with financing Hitler was Henry Ford. In fact, Henry Ford received a medal in 1938 for his assistance to the early Nazi Party. Then, of course, Hitler had his attempted push in 1923. He went to jail, and then would begin another era in the rise of Hitler.
Right, and of course, he eventually came to power in 1933 by the electoral process. What about the financing of Hitler's electoral activities in 1933?
This I can trace. I have traced it very exactly. I discovered amongst the Nuremberg records a series of bank transfer slips to the Delbruck Schickler Bank in Berlin to an account which was under the control of Rudolf Hess. And this was the fund that was used to finance Hitler's access to power in March 1973. And amongst the corporations that transferred money to Hitler, I find not only R.G. Farben, which is quite widely known, but also German General Electric, AEG, which is under the control of General Electric in the United States, or was at that time, and companies like Osram and...
Now, what was the tie-in between Osram and General Electric?
The tie-in was a share tie-in. International General Electric in the United States had controlling interest in German General Electric, and also through share interlocks, a controlling interest in Osram in Germany.
So then we have Ford and we have General Electric helping to finance Adolf Hitler's rise to power. Were any other large American corporations involved?
Very definitely. Standard Oil, through its technical association with IG Farben, for example, Germany could not have gone to war in 1939 without tetraethyl. You need tetraethyl to raise the octane value of aviation gasoline. Germany had no means of doing that. This was developed in the ethyl laboratories in the United States and transferred to the Germans. Standard Oil came up with the hydrogenation idea, which was very essential for Germany in the 1930s, because to raise the quality of its gasoline for aviation purposes, this was transferred.
I can't believe
Nazis.
That.
But that's like this skull and bones connection, you know?
Right.
This guy, he said, Avil Harriman and Prescott Bush. Prescott Bush is George H.W. Bush's father, Prescott Bush, and Avil Harriman funded Hitler through Wall Street. Isn't that fucking crazy? Like, ever all these wars, I think they're totally manipulated for... They're just like... It's almost like a movie. Like, they get hype... They're hype men behind it. their hype men are like mainstream media. They get the bank, they get the funding, they say whatever they gotta say, lie to the people, and then boom, they kill poor people in all kinds of other countries.
Right, dude. It's like whatever makes them the money, that's what they're gonna do.
And then they're like, all right, well, don't tell anything because we all jerked off in a coffin together, so we're not going to say shit.
Right, guys, right. How about you, Eric? What secret society are you joining?
I've never have. You know? I'm honestly, I've really been thinking about joining the Freemasons when I go out there.
Oh, hell yeah?
Just because if you're a screenwriter and you join the Masons, I just feel like you have...
more clout.
I mean, the Comedy Store is one place to network in, but if you want some old money fucking cuckoo people, I think you gotta get the Masons involved. They're so like, I just want to meet like really old people that are narcissists with a lot of money. I could be like, I'll write your screenplay, you know what I mean?
Right.
Put it under a fake name, Don Quixote, you know, after I jerk off in front of the dude. I mean, who knows?
Whatever it takes to be famous, man.
Dude, it's like whatever it takes to pay my rent the first couple months. That's the thing I'm most concerned about is the first 3 months of getting on my feet in LA. That's right. What I'm really concerned about. Making the first rent check the first couple times.
Oh, fuck, dude. I gotta worry about that now.
Yeah, right?
Just living this commoner life, dude.
Commoner life?
Yeah, man.
I mean, how do you rise above peasant status, bro?
You don't. Fuck, dude. Like, it's all luck. One day, J.K. Rowling was just like, I want to tell a story about a magical boy that goes to a fake school.
Magical boy.
And, like, fucking, she sent it to somebody. Someone was like, fuck it, sure, let's do it.
Let's roll the dice.
And lucky. Wasn't it like, fuck, I had the example, but then all the beer and marijuana just kind of...
Oh, like lucky stories?
Yeah, like, I know, like, God damn it. Harrison Ford, like...
He was like a carpenter until he was 30 or something. Like that.
Yeah, and then, like, out of the blue, he was just like, oh, fuck, I'm on the right set. And they're like, you, I want you.
Oh, he was a set builder, carpenter?
I think it was something like that. He was just on the right set, and then somebody saw his face, and it was like, hey, can you read these lines?
You know, I always, like, really pay attention to, like, inside the actor's studio and, like, things like this. Like, well, I want to know, like, how did they break in? The most frustrating was Russell Crowe, because he was like, I was, like, working as a sea captain, right? And I was, like, and I was digging ditches and showing, like, And I was like, I won't be an actor. I did like this film. I was like, what the fuck? Wait a minute.
you missed a step.
Yeah. You're fishing, like, and then you're like, I'll go do movies.
And then all of a sudden.
And like, I did like nine movies, and they gave me $1 million each. So I stopped fishing. You fucking asshole. All right. The show's starting.
We're gonna go check our position, and then
we'll get back to you after the show.
All right,
you haven't cleaned this out since you bought it, huh?
Well, clean it out. It changed the water out all the time.
No, I mean like this, all this black stuff that's resin.
No, I take I use a co-hanger, just like an abortion, and like I just undo it so it's just a big spike, and then I jam that down my bong. Every now and then to clear it out. But I don't like alcohol. My brother-in-law, Vince, he's always like, what you need to do is get hydrogen peroxide, salt, and water and soak it overnight, like, in a bucket. You know what I'm saying?
No, the I mean, like, day, fucking at least, like, fucking take a knife to it, take all this resin out. You're gonna have bigger, healthier bowls. Go grab the co-hanger so I can put the hole.
The co-hanger?
We gotta abort this motherfucker?
Yeah, it's major abortion. Yeah,
I think I gotta... We
were talking earlier about comedy, Thomas Jones.
Yes, we were.
And I read an article recently about porno. And well, they were saying with porno, you know, every time... The reason why it could be dangerous for your brain, porno, is every time you watch it, you break those receptors in your brain. You knock them down because it's like, I jerked off to this. Ugh. You watch the same porno again, can you jerk off to it as easily? Or do you need weirder shit next time?
Right, like, because that pathway's
already been cleared too much. So, and that reminds me of, like, comedy. You know what I mean? When you're trying to be at the cutting edge, like whatever the line of what the fuck you're allowed to do, you should push it, push it, push it, you know? Then you get yourself banned from places, you know what I'm saying? That's how you know you're like pushing what the fuck you're allowed to do. Then you bomb, you know, and you get drunk at your fucking college thing. You're like, I'm an artist, I'm pushing the boundaries. You know what I mean?
Right.
Sometimes. And then you take a weird, like, fucking ecstasy shit in the toilet. But you know what I mean? You're, like, an artist, and, like, no one understands you.
You got to piss on boundaries.
But, yeah, that's the only, like, comedy that I like watching is, like, we were talking about jokes that you're most scared to talk about. What's the joke that you're most scared to talk about, Thomas? Or, like, when the first time you said it, you were like, shit, I'm revealing too much.
Okay, so the first joke, like, I let out, and I was just like, oh, shit, was I had this bit about getting high and going to, like, just getting high and just, like, going places, like, just living your everyday life. Like, you go to the fucking post office, and you're just so high, like, you're just like, fuck, what did I come in here for? Am I trying to send something? No, I don't have a package with me. And then you just get up to the front, you're like, stamps! And like... or like, you go to get some fast food and like, you know, you're fucking, you got the munchies, so you're like, yeah, let me get six McDoubles. And they're like, six? And it's like, fucking don't question me. It could be like me and my homie splitting three each. Or, like, I can have three people each getting two. Or maybe I'm just going to eat all six. It doesn't matter. Hand me the bag, you know? Just being high and just being aggressively high.
You go back to the post office with, like, the two burgers you didn't eat. You're like, I'm sending these to the Congo with a coupon.
It's like, this is it. This is what I wanted to do.
I'm sending these to the Congo.
But, like, at the time I did the bit, I was still in school. I was majoring in psychology. And I had this mindset of, you want to be the person that, you know, you present on your Facebook, on your, you know, social media, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, so I didn't want, you know, I smoked weed, obviously, but I didn't want to put it out there. I didn't want anybody to know I smoked weed.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't even, you know, share those dumb little posts like, oh, it's 420, or like the high looking dog is like, don't look now, the police are coming, you know? Yeah. Like, I didn't want an inkling that I smoked weed. And then I did the bit. And the second I did it, I was just like, fuck. It's funny, so I'm going to have to keep
it. But now you have to also admit offstage, like, yeah, I smoke weed, you know, I talked about it, whatever.
Right. And just at the time, I wasn't ready to, like, openly admit that I smoked. If you were my friend, you knew. I didn't tell anybody, they just knew. But, you know, it wasn't something that I was ready to just be like, fuck it. But now it's just like, fuck it.
Yeah, man. It's those receptors. It's like, once you break down that, oh shit, now my social thing is this. Man.
That was definitely a bong rip. If you heard it. Because I smoke marijuana.
Wow. Out the closet. And into the streets.
So we're talking about breaking receptors. Are we about to?
Yeah, let's watch these titty drops. Now, last time I had Thomas Jones on the podcast, it was a porno podcast, you know, and we share with each other. Like, some people like cook for each other, you know. Some people share in different ways. We like to just be like, yo, Thomas, what do you jerk off to? And then we show each other. And these are titty drops. Now, we talked about titty drops last week. They're different than reveals. You know, a titty drop is when a girl from the bottom of her shirt lifts up, and flop, flop, boom. Those titties came out.
Nice.
And now we, you know, on Pornhub, they actually have a compilation. So it's not like you got to scour just for one video here, one spring break girl
like,
here.
Which is amazing because, like, all day I'm on...
Whoa.
See, now that's not a titty drop. That's a reveal.
That is a reveal. She hung her dress on her boobs and then lifted her arms and then her dress fell, but that was from the top. That was kind of a drop.
That, yeah, that was
a little
nice,
bit of a drop.
That was a nice little subtle drop.
See, when they lift from the bottom, that's how you know. And then also their arms scoop their boobs up too and then flap them.
Oh, this is a slow motion drop.
God
what?
Damn.
I think, honestly, my favorite part about the drops is, like, so obviously she's wearing a Legend of Zelda t-shirt.
Yeah, yeah.
So now it's like, damn, nerdy girls just got it like that.
See, that's also great. Like, jumping jacks are jiggling. That's what drives me fucking crazy, dude. Also, when the girls are going down the runway and
their boobs are just like... a little jiggle.
Yeah.
That's the best part of the titty drop. It's like you get...
Their high heels, it's like clippity-clop, clippity-clop, and all their boobs recept every single little clippity-clop. Like, both on the clippity, the clop, more jiggling. So hot. Man, look at this.
Is this a reveal on a treadmill?
Damn. No, it's a drop. It's a drop on the treadmill. Just for fun.
Oh, look. Also, we got a little pussy. You know, how generous.
You ever see, like, underwater sex on underwater blowjob? Ever see underwater cum shot videos? Yeah. You know, like, girls getting a given head, and then, like, she gets cummed on underwater.
I've never seen that.
You ever crack an egg in a boiling water? It's kind of like when it hits her, it's just kind of like these weird blobs. Just floaty. They kind of stick to her, but then the rest is trying to leave. You know, like the first little bit of the semen sticks, and then it's like a tentacle. It just kind of like, woo.
Gave me something to Google.
That's maybe the best ones. Best breast so far was the girl before.
I don't know. Those are nice.
You ever watch that Blurred Lines?
Yes.
Oh my god. That's so awesome. Yeah, a little.
So generous.
Little, wow, thank you for showing that to me. Good morning.
Oh, thank
good
you.
Good morning. You know what? I was going to shower, but then I was thinking I could just have this stanky pussy smell all day. I'm like, yeah.
I just want to know, like, what genius is, like, just sitting around just like, let me gather the best of the best.
Yeah, the mastermind behind a compilation.
I just want to meet him and shake his hand and say thank you.
He probably has, like, four editing screens. And it's like, Mom, I want the dog. You know what I mean? I'm going at fucking, I'm about to go to fucking editing school. I'm just working on pornos now. I'm going to Emerson.
I need to start off on the amateurs and then get up work with the Jenna Jameson.
Damn. All right. Wow. You were telling me something about Bible Black. Now, anime porno.
Because last time we were here, like, we were talking about, like, hentai and anime porn. And, like, we watched one kind of, sort of. And I'll have to say, like, Bible Black, it's one of those things, like, if you know...
It's a hentai anime series with a plot and everything.
Yes. And I've forgotten the plot long ago because, like, just watching it is insane. Like, there are parts where, like, it involves, like, demon rituals.
Get spiritual sometimes.
At some point, women grow penises and fuck other women. It's insane. It's one of those shows, like, you always have to, like, show somebody.
Let's turn the sound up here. It's a blonde lady sucking the ween there, you know. Now we're on Pornhub, so this is just the highlights, you know.
This may actually be the whole scene.
Damn.
What drives me crazy knowing is that.
Okay. No subtitles.
But, like, what always, like, fucking, like, gets to me?
I like how it's not uncensored. This is rare. Okay, we get to you as well.
Japanese anime, it's whatever, dude.
Yeah.
It's all out there. But, like, you think it's like somebody's like, okay, you're a voice actor. Can you, like, pantomime, like, just gagging on a dick?
I'm a professional.
I want that in the screen.
Sekoko!
And then there are Foley artists that's like, can you make it sound like a woman is just like...
Yeah, I would just have a cantaloupe, and I would like cut a vagina into a cantaloupe and just...
I would just get like two like raw hamburger patties at the start.
This is a titty sex. How would you fully titty sex?
How do you do this?
You just like have like two like watermelons and you have a hot dog.
Like at some point, like you just like, what is life? What is this?
Well, so she's gonna finish in the titty fucking position. Now she's just looking at Star of David. There's a Star of David on his chest, and she's like, "You Jew bastard." That's what's really getting me hot about this.
It's something about like he's got to do this to quell like the demon.
Why they keep cutting the Star of David? Is he wearing it there? Right there. Whoa.
Fucking.
It was almost like a Goku blast because there was like electricity coming off it. That was his Jew power, dude.
That was like.
That's how Japanese people look at white Jew people.
To be continued. Fuck it.
I've never met a Japanese Jewish person. Now, the great thing about the internet is, like, sometimes you can watch someone playing video games. You know, it's like, I can't get through that part of Mario Kart. Let me watch a guy. He's got a headset on. He's got a tutorial. He's like, all you got to do is right here. You turn left on the second mogul. You jump the wall. Then you can get through, you know. Now there's a lot of big, Bible Black is, like, famous now. All of it, people are, like, really getting off. It's got a plot. It's got, like, Jew magic. Right. And has satanic rituals, which is pretty much the same thing as Jew magic. But, you have fans all... Was that offensive? You have fans all over the... I'm just trying to woke these people. You have fans all over the world that are watching this. They're jerking off. And then they're like, hey, I know I'm your stepsister, but... And they're like fans of the show that reenact while they're watching it, you know?
Right.
So we're watching this. This is, if you're on Pornhub, it's My Teen Stepsister Love Bible Black Hentai Made in Carinas? I don't know what that is. Sure. That's the whole full title of it. So we're watching a stepsister. Like, she's watching Bible Black. You know, she's rubbing her breasts. She's getting all juicy.
And he's just like, he's waiting for the storm to begin.
He just walks in and he's like, oh, what's going on here?
She's just like, I need a cock!
Alright, so let's, like, fast forward. Oh, wow. Let's watch when he first walks in. Alright. So there's an anal scene. The girl's, like, in terrible pain. Just
getting it.
That's what they're watching on the Bible Black. The camera moves. Oh, wait, the camera was held by the brother the whole time. He was just waiting. Oh, and she's like, I know. She just like, presented herself like a feral cat to him.
My God.
Oh, dude, I love doing that. You ever get a girlfriend and you're not having sex, but you're just rubbing, you're in spoons position.
And you just
rub your dick up her butt crack over and over, yes. Just in spoons. You just press it. Damn, he's going right for the b-hole.
He's just like, let's get in there.
Oh, that's why they were watching the anal scene.
Wait, what hole is that? Let me get it. That's a butthole?
That looks like the butt.
Yeah, so she was watching. He's like, look, here's what you gotta do. Wash Bible Black over and over. And like a hentai butthole is like much easier to draw and watch than take in reality, you know?
Right.
This is where the rubber meets the road as far as like what's fiction, what's real.
See, this is why, like, this is why a lot of parents are, like, against the Japanese animes, because, like, you watch it on the screen, and then you're going to want to try it at home.
Sure.
And
then you're going to be on Pornhub. And just... Imagine if you were their parents, like, let's say this is real, it's probably not real, but let's say you're the parents. Right. All right. And they're both, okay, now you're going to pause the video, you're going to look, your stepkids are right there that were just fucking each other.
All
right. This is breakfast, we just had an egg sandwich with bacon on it.
Right.
You look them in the eyes. You just played the video for them, you know everything, and Thomas, what do you say to your kids?
I don't know. That's a tough situation. It's like, well, technically you're not related.
Oh, the stepsister.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But at the same time, it's like, you know what awkward position like you put us in now? I mean, I don't know.
Okay, what if it was brother and sister, and they upload it to Pornhub?
Fuck, dude. Like, I think you... I gotta kill one of them to make an example. It's like, one of you's gotta die now. Like, I can't.
To dishonor the family?
Yeah. I mean,
you would give them a samurai sword and be like, look, just you got dishonorable, disembowelment?
Yeah, you got 24 hours. Find somebody that will cut your head off, or I'll do it.
Wow. That's an awkward thing. It's like, okay. And I... Do you want to know me? If I'm not a father for a lot of reasons.
Right.
Okay. But like, if I were to sit my kids down after I watched them fucking each other's buttholes on Pornhub, right?
Right.
That, I mean, this is a reality of like parents today. You right. know what I mean? Anyone can upload anything to Pornhub.
Right.
So even if it's just like consensual sex and she got paid for it, it's still like, yo, you know, why are you using your real name and shit so I can Google this so easy? You know what right. I mean? You're harshing my vibe here. But I would be like, look, I know, like, intellectually, it's like, you know, you got, like, a magic stick, and it's like, yucca, 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 you know, yogurt comes out. You know, it feels great. You know what I mean? Like, there's, like, other people. So, you know, let's, like, get this off of Pornhub. You know what I mean? And then, like, do that, you know, last, like, other people that super aren't just, like, you two to each other, you know? I will never speak of this again.
I think that would be my speech. I would be like...
I don't know, man. Great dishonor on the family. One of you's got to go.
Why does one of them have to go, Thomas?
Because they're not going to stop.
They're not going to stop once they get a taste of that sister puss.
I don't know. I think, like, if you have, like, if you, obviously, so they've been growing up together.
Right.
Obviously, they've been fucking young. So, like, this is something that's going to continue in a weird way. And it's just like, nah, I got to cut that shit out.
What if right one now. Of them just has to get, like, either their tubes tied or a vasectomy? And you're like, well, just don't have a kid with, like, webbed hands and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I'm really worried about. Like a frog baby. Can you... Listen, guys. There's a hot pile of flapjacks. Listen, don't have a frog baby. Okay? Yogurt sauce comes out. It's all fun and giggles after Christmas. But let's get real here. You have a frog baby in a Pornhub video that says sister fucks brother to make frog baby. You know, this is, like, not looking good.
It's, like, just not
fun. You know what I'm saying? I like the ads that you get to watch. Like, okay, so we're about to watch an... we're watching this hentai fan video. But then when you click pause for a while, then it's just, like, Viagra comes up. Like, two guys. Like, this is, like, oh, MILF's in your area. You know what I'm saying? And then other... It was also like, you want to grow your dick even though you're 75? And then there are these two new dudes, like, chilling with, like, massive dongs way down their knee.
I like the side banner ads. World's first adult video, adult game.
Yeah.
Technically, that was Colonel Mustard's Revenge.
and it's Miss Priscilla in the book depository with like, the four cocks.
Just that's taking the biggest, meatiest dicks.
All right. Wait, we're going to take a break. A little pee break. Yeah, so that's what I would tell my kids. Don't have a frog baby.
Don't have frog baby.
So we were just talking about Alex Jones. You know, Alex Jones, the conspiracy guy. Say what you want about him. He's a sensationalist.
He's wonderful.
But someone he did a rant about how the tap water makes frogs gay, and then someone remixed the song, and it's pretty brilliant. So. In the water, they turn the freaking frogs gay. Do you understand that? Turn the freaking frogs gay. Crap gay. Frogs freaking frogs gay. It's not funny. I'm gonna say it real slow for you. Gay. Frogs gay. He's so exasperated.
Oh my god. He's just so sad.
Oh, Dude, I would totally dance to this in a club, like hardcore.
I feel like my next acid trip, I'm gonna watch this, and I'm just gonna party, dude.
Yeah. Oh my god, I don't know why that makes me laugh so hard.
That was nice.
Look, we're trying to watch some incest porn here. I don't know how we got through derailed.
I don't know how we got on this weird tangent.
Oh, yeah. I don't want my kids to have frog babies, you know, with, like, webbed feet and sensitive toes and shit. This is some stepdaughter porn. Now, sometimes, like, stepdaughters, you know, or, like, stepsisters. What is this? Sisters. You know, sometimes they gotta learn how to deep throat. You know what I mean? And, like, now you could just put all that on motherless. Like, don't have that be a private moment, for sure. Right. Like, definitely just, like, put it on motherless, like, the first time you do any... You know what I mean?
Right. You know?
Because you're breaking those receptors. That's what everyone wants to watch. You're either breaking your O-ring, your asshole, or, like, you're breaking, like, the your mind's ability to, like, you know, take four dicks. You know what I mean? Like, put it up there, bro.
You just gotta get it out there so, like, you desensitize yourself. That way you can go to the next level. Get to the Super Saiyan of your fucking...
What is that?
Jerk off.
Will you have a colostomy bag? That's like the super level. Where you shit into a bag because your asshole's so useless.
You're just like, that's it.
I got to the bowling ball stage. And then it broke. But man, boy, sometimes Icarus, you know, you burn your wings. All right. Let's talk about Amazon position. It's like there's doggy style, there's missionary Thomas,
and then there's Amazon. It's like missionary position, but instead with the woman on top, the man must then take his penis and then kind of fold it in such a way that you know she can force herself on it, and it's crazy because. A friend of mine, he was just like, hey man, you ever heard of Amazon fucking? And I was just like, no, Cody. Like, why would I ever? And he's like, and he just shows me, like, on his phone. And it was the most aggressive thing I've ever seen. And it changed my life. It changed how I looked at missionary position.
It's weird because the dude is kind of in a fetal position, but on his back. So his legs are up. And the girl comes through, she spreads those legs, and she's like, all I want is that dick. And then she kind of just puts her legs on the inside as he's on his back. His legs are wrapped around her, but like, you know, his legs are like at his chest. And then she grabs from the inside while she's on top, and then she just gets her some dick, bro.
Right. And
just like,
watch as she commands position.
Right. And he's like, Mommy, are you changing my dye dye?
Look at that! That's just...
Yeah. Damn.
I can't. It's just like, shit, like, what's going on? It's so eerie.
It is weird, because when you're, like, mushing uglies, you know what I mean? They all kind of blend together. So if she's on top, it really does look like the dick she's riding is the dick she's giving, bro.
Exactly.
It's an optical illusion.
Look at that! She's like...
Yeah, she's spreading his legs and getting her some.
Like, wow. Like, okay, at home.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. This shit, go on Pornhub, look up Amazon position, Natty Mello and
in Nacho's fucking competition.
And just watch that shit.
Damn.
And it makes you feel a little weird. Like, you're just like...
Yeah. Because now she's just laying on top of him, like, giving...
Just giving it. Just...
She's... Is she giving him his dick? Like...
Or, I don't know, man. It's almost like she's forcing her vagina on the dick.
Yeah.
Like, she's just like, I'll tell you, fuck. It just breaks my brain.
Yeah.
But it's really fucking hot.
I like how she's got her heels on, too, so it's still feminine.
professional.
Yeah. What is he? What is he whispering? Wait. Before that sound. Yes. Well, before he's like, I'm gonna come in your pussy.
Yeah, he probably said some weird shit. Like,
all right. Let's watch the interview. You know, I was like neglecting the interview. So this is a something called Anal Destruction Brittany. Now it's a very controversial video. Right. You know, you ever watch a bit like an MMA fight where like the guy gets choked out but he doesn't tap and you're wondering, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or, like some guy breaks his ankle and then they go on the replay to see like the moment, you know what I mean? Like you know, this is what is off screen, like you don't see like her dad was like abusive and neglectful and then her mom like had a heroin addiction. And she's just a girl trying to make it in this world. She's trying to make her rent, you know.
Right.
They're saying $1,200 up front. They're saying $1,200. And then they put a camera in her face and they're like, here's what's going on.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
You came to our little suite today that we got because we got a lot of shit going on.
Look, we're busy guys.
Did you get some implants over the last week that I don't know?
No. Definitely
got a kicking today. Yeah, she gets her all over the place. So...
So first he makes her feel insecure, you know what I'm saying, which is like super hot, you know what I mean?
Here's she's vulnerable. All
right.
Let's go.
We have a voting booth going on right now.
All right.
And members want to see you get tied to a bed and double teamed by two guys, or double teamed by two guys and they just take turns on you.
Okay.
Well, because that poll is pretty much a tie right now, and has been over the last week, we've been listening to some of the emails we've gotten about you.
All right.
And the emails are something that you said you would never fucking do. And that is anal. All
right.
So, you've never had anal before?
No.
No?
No.
Does it scare you?
Yeah, a little bit.
Nervous?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So,
Look, it's out of our hands. You know, like, we're getting emails. I don't want to bore you with the paperwork. Look,
but
you like our cool office. Yeah, that's
there
cool.
There is no option.
You know, it's just, like, chill here and, like, that's cool. Look, I don't want to bore you with the paperwork. Like, there's, like, a lot of paperwork.
This is
you
know life I mean? And this is how it
there's
goes.
So many business days, and then, like, I got to have things notarized. You know, I'm talking to my lawyer every other day. I have a real estate agent and a life coach. You know, we were like, I have a team. But that's beside the point. Like, the members, you know, they're a crazy bunch. They got money of their own. But they pay the bills around here. They pay the bills around here. Like, he doesn't start with, like, okay, look, Brittany, Derek's going to fuck you in the ass. You know, that's not how he starts the conversation. Right. No. It's more like, okay, guy, look.
I got
a lot on my plate. First of all, I just got out of court. Look, our businesses, we got a LLC going. You know what I mean? There's a lot back and forth between my dentist and me. You know, I don't want to bore you with the emails, but the emails are pouring in. They're piling up on my desk. They're all kind of saying, you know, the fans, you know, there's a lot of paper. By the way, can you send that certified mail? Yeah, send that certified mail, Rufus. Thanks. They're all saying, like, anal, you know? Like, it's like, she's like, $1,200. That's just the only thing. Right. I gotta make my rent. I gotta pay my grandma back for that fucking that cyst surgery. Yeah, okay.
This is gonna be like, everybody says this will be the thing that makes you the true facial whore. It's like the real initiation for you is if you take anal.
All right. Wait a minute. She's like, like, I know you want to be the facial thing. You know what I mean? Like, you like doing porn. You want to be the facial whore. This is another avenue. It's like the opposite side, though. It's the opposite side of
my
the
God. We've dude, taken a turn.
He pitched her. Being a facial whore.
Right, dude. God
up
damn.
Up the ass, though. You know what I'm saying?
You know, being honest with everyone, you are, like, fucking terrified of this killing you.
Yeah.
You know, it's not going to kill you. It's going to fucking hurt. But you're not going to die. So you'll make it through it, and you'll be alive, and you'll walk out of here. Maybe you're, you'll be able to sit on your ass for a week. But you'll make it out of here alive.
Look, it's like getting a tattoo. It's not a snuff film. You know what I mean? I talked to your agent. He was like, yeah, that'd be cool.
That is...
Let's take the chance that she doesn't have hemorrhoids for the rest of her life.
That is just the craziest talking into, like, Adel. It's just like, you're not gonna die. It's gonna hurt. But you ain't gonna die. It's just like...
I wonder, like, what that kid's stepdad, like, pitched him, where he learned these skills. Because he was like... Like, that guy's stepdad was like, look, you gotta get Christmas presents. He didn't start out with, like, there's no Christmas, there's no Santa. You know what I mean? Like, he started out where it's like, look, you know, like, sleds, you know, they get stuck in snow. I don't want to talk, but, like, every time, you know, do you know how much a phone bill is in the North Pole? Do you know how much a phone bill is? It's hard, because then I call him, and there's, like, an elf, and they're like, he's busy. You know what I mean? There's, like, there's the shipments, you know? You got to get the presents in. Sometimes they take sleds with reindeer. Reindeer are unreliable. They get diarrhea. Sometimes they use Amtrak. I don't want to bore you with business days, but look, you're going to get fucked in the ass instead of a present this Christmas.
And hopefully the members will be happy.
I'll suck it up and take it like a big girl. That's
all. Yeah,
appease the gods.
Okay. Stand up for me so I can tell everybody, you know, get everybody an idea of what you look like today. We're actually waiting on the guy to get here.
Don't do it all messy.
Just keeps the necks going on.
Don't have a messy asshole on camera. And then she's like, I'm gonna prove it to him. I got a cute, perky asshole. I'm gonna show all those reindeer, those sleds that never showed up for Christmas. My dad was abusive. I'll show all y'all. I'm going to be the facial queen up my ass.
Yeah, there we go. Let's get a little satiny now. They just have a little design. Very nice. Good. You're looking good today.
She's looking very cute today.
Yeah, she's a little outfit. She's looking very sophisticated. Yeah, sophisticated anal fucking construction ass. That's what you're getting.
All
right. You're no longer going to be an anal virgin. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Very big day for you.
I've gotten a finger.
Yeah?
Yes.
Me too.
What was your experience? Did you like it? I like it.
Yeah?
Yeah, I believe it's... Bruh, like, if you haven't had... I'm talking to you people out there. If you haven't had a finger in your asshole, fucking get a finger in your asshole. It's...
Get it.
It's
like at the KFC, wherever, as fast as possible.
Exactly. It's just... It's that whole mindset of, oh, you get stuff up your butt, you're gay. It's like, bro, if your girlfriend puts her finger up your butt, that's just like a thing.
Yeah.
You know, and it feels good. It's
right.
I've never come harder in my entire life until I got my finger up the bottle.
And she was sucking your dick with her finger in the bottle?
She was sucking my dick, and like I was like, hey, I'm about to come. And like just right before, she just, boom, right in there. Started just touching around. Just like, can't do it.
You know, there's also, okay, if you draw a straight line from the tip of your penis around the seam, you know, the seam of the balls,
right
behind the balls, okay? Right. If you're coming, if you're like, and some girl's sucking your dick, and she puts her thumb behind your balls, pushes into your body at that seam, it'll make it so that you feel like you're coming, but nothing comes out. You save your seed. She gives you a pressure vasectomy. A jujitsu vasectomy. Just like choking somebody out and they fall over and they pass out. She can make it so the cum doesn't come out by hitting the no cum button by crimping your fucking valve at that part. Under the balls, behind the balls, push up. And then you feel like you can, but also you're not satisfied. You know what I mean? It's like drinking decaf coffee. Right. It's like you should... Now you just have coffee? Oh, but there's no caffeine. You know what I mean? So you still feel horny, but and you still got your load, but also your dick is like, wait a minute, I got is this kind of camera? You know what I mean?
Right.
Your dick is like, wait a minute.
What am I doing here?
I feel like I'm not sure if I ate or just like saw a picture of a pizza. Like it's like, you know?
Right.
So anyway, that's just a little trick for the masses. Right. Experiment, people. Finger up the butt. Get it up the butt, and then also press under the balls, and then like get best of both worlds. Like it comes alive.
You'll get the.
But then all the sour cream just stays put, bro.
This is a big day for you. You're turning into a real woman today.
Okay.
Yeah, a real
woman. Because
you're going to take it in the ass for the first time. Cool. Well, we're just going to... He's running late, so we're just going to wait for him to fucking get here. And as soon as he gets here, we'll start. And we'll watch you get your anal destroyed. All right. Sound good?
Your anal destroyed.
It's a moment. He's here. We're about to fucking so get brutal. Your present. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Are you nervous?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. I'm going to get over here.
It's so hot.
I want you to look back. And you guys need
dude,
to
how good is side boob? Like during sex?
Side boob's pretty fucking nice.
It's all about the side boob.
I want you to look back at this camera when he's stuffing it in that ass of yours. All right? All right. All right, here we go.
Did we watch this last time?
No, we didn't.
All right. Maybe I've just seen this video so many times.
I'm just digging the shadiness of this goddamn.
And how ouchy? How much ouchy she's having?
Jesus,
oh my
dude.
God,
oh,
dude.
Man.
Let me know when it starts feeling good.
No, it's not going good.
Hey, you're laughing. It must not be that bad. Loosen up.
What is this, on like John Podesta's cell phone or something?
Goddamn.
But here's the long and the short of it. This is where it gets weird. It's like turns into a Cosby video, right? They start getting into it. They're doing it for a little, and she taps out.
There you go, work them, Brittany.
Oh my
God, the more you work,
right?
The more you work them, the faster.
It's like Nolan Ryan, you know?
Right.
Is this his is this his 2000th win? Does he break the record?
Oh my God.
Jesus.
My God.
Oh my gosh.
Spread the sheets.
Relax
a little bit. Bite
I can't.
The sheets.
I can't.
Oh,
oh,
dude.
I'm serious. I'm hurting bad.
Whoa.
I can't do this.
Ooh,
yeah.
You know?
That was weird. It's like,
isn't
it got
weird?
To a point where it's just all
like... All right, Brittany, what's going on?
it's starting over.
Get that out of
here. Yeah. It's like, you know, when I watch that video, not the 7,000th time, but the first time, you know, when you still have a soul.
Right.
You know what I mean? You're like, oh, wow, I wonder when the cum shot is going to happen.
Right.
But like, whoa, the subversion of the cum shot is a tap out, bro.
Right. Like, you just see that and you're just like, fuck, that's it.
You know?
That's what I needed.
But that's why I was saying, like, before, like, you know what I mean? How that video started, like, she had, like, neglectful parents. Just like, sorry. All right, kids, look. I know your happy place is getting your jai-jai and your pee-pee. Okay? Like, I know that's, like, your fun zone or something. You just put 47 videos on Pornhub. I don't want no frog babies. Look, kids.
I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the freaking frogs gay. Do you understand that? Turn the freaking frogs gay. Shit, crap, gay. Frogs, freaking frogs, man. It's not funny. I'm going to say it real slow for you. Gay.
Goddamn. Oh, my God.
All right, look, this is getting really weird.
God damn it. God damn.
What's happening politically, Thomas Jones? You know, Donald Trump is president right now. Like, what is happening? Is the world almost over? People are getting fucked in the ass on X
just
and then they're tapping out.
The world slowly ended, dude. Like, it's, Britain decides to leave the EU, fucking...
Oh, yeah. There's a Brexit happen.
Yeah, there's Brexit. Putin's still killing fucking all his people that are against him.
One by one. But he's also sometimes saying woke shit, you know?
Hardcore woke shit.
Anonymous is kind of rhymes Putin. Riding Putin's jock a little bit.
Yes.
They're like, because, dude, Anonymous is saying that, like, Putin has speeches where he's saying that, like, you know, ISIS is created by the United States. You know, ISIS is an invention of the United States that then the United States uses its military industrial complex to, like, stage fake wars fighting right. itself with ISIS. Like, you know, these are like, this shit is so fucked up right now. And then Donald Trump gets in office, and Donald Trump was saying, like, I'm going to clean house. I'm going to clean house. I'm going to walk in there. I'm going to end this, all this corruption.
Right, right.
I'm going to, what does he say? Drain the swamp. Drain. I'm going to drain the swamp. The first thing he does, he gets in there. He probably gets briefings from all the heads of all the fucked up weird organizations. I saw a video of him doing a speech the other day, and he's like, ISIS, they're a threat. You know what I mean? I'm just like, you're just a PR agency of the fucking military-industrial complex
right.
that is creating endless wars for no reason, for profit. And Putin's talking about, dude, it's like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
This fucking world, I don't know. So, you know, and then sometimes, you know, you come home, you get, like, too woke, you know, you saw, like, a car accident or something on the freeway when you're coming home from your insurance job, and then, like, you just look at her like a pretty midget, and, like, super, super big, beautiful women, lesbians, you know.
This is one of those videos that I've watched, and it's just like, all right, I can do it.
So there's like an enormously fat woman, and a midget hops in, and she's not wearing bottoms, and now she's going for a ride around the big heifer lady. So you have the smallest woman ever and the biggest woman ever, but luck would have it, they're both lesbians. So they're going to have...
They're about to have a time. But first, some pony play.
A little pony play, a little role playing. So she's pretending to be a jockey, and the big black, the big beautiful, she's not black, she's white. It's happening. She's the other lady is being a pony. It's like the Kentucky Derby in here. Is this competitive?
They're just having a hell of a time.
If I were to place a bet, I would bet that I'm gonna ejaculate soon. But there's no like booth. Oh my god! When a woman is that fat, okay, Thomas, it's just like when you're looking at a woman sprawled out on a couch who weighs like 1,000 pounds, and you look at a piece of her stomach, and then you look at her pussy and her tits. They're like indiscernible from each other. You know what I mean? It just is a pile of mass.
It's not even doing it for you a little bit.
This doesn't look like a massive pussy to you, her fucking gut. That's like two guts because the belly button is folding the two guts together.
It's just another place to put the...
That doesn't look like a butt. Like in another circumstance, her gut couldn't be a butt it was close up. That's
another place to put the penis.
Isn't it weird that there's two guts?
Just so many places where I...
But if I try to have sex with her, I literally couldn't have a boner, though. I would be like, ew.
And nothing, then I would leave not the even, room. Not even, like, just...
No.
You can't even, like, just put... You've never done, like, a homie a favor and just been like, I'll be able to fuck this... Like, I know for you to close the deal, I need to fuck this girl. I could do that.
Yeah, but I could, like, take a girl around the corner and, like, talk to her and entertain her, you know what I mean, while my friend's getting his dick sucked in the car.
Nah, dude, I'm talking about...
I have done it before. I've done this one time. Look, I did a show at Flapper's Yoo-Hoo Room, and my friend Jody Barton came out to... And we started talking to these girls afterward. And he got kind of the cuter one. I got way the uglier one. And they were like, hey, come back here. So then we went back to our house, and then we showered up, and we went, we, you know, drove over there, and I did do that. I did kind of fuck the uglier one so he could get the slightly more attractive. I was dealing with, like, a 2. He was dealing with, like, a 6. You know what I'm saying? But we're like, hey, we could actually get laid tonight. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, so I did the... And that, now he runs the comedy store. You know what I'm saying? So,
it's like, hey, man. Remember,
you know, sometimes fucked... sometimes you do people a favor.
It's like, hey, dude, I fucked a 2 for you.
And then you try to catch that in later. That's why it's good to have friends. You know what I'm saying?
It's good.
You know? And, you know, I would say one thing about friends is they would never, like, poison the water. And they would never just, like... they wouldn't turn the frogs gay.
I mean, or like a good friend would do it for you. I would turn frogs gay for you, Eric.
Wow.
Yeah, dude.
How'd you do it?
I would poison all the waters with Elton John CDs and RuPaul's Drag Race.
What?
To make these frogs gay.
Wow. Thank you. If that's the recipe.
Yeah, I think so.
All right. All right. I don't even know how to introduce what we're doing, but...
That's we're, real dark.
We were talking about... Dude, this is so fucking disturbing. This next bit... John Podesta was the... campaign manager of Hillary Clinton. There's all kinds of conspiracies that of the Illuminati and how they're like pedos and stuff like this, and that's how they like ritualistically get together so that they're like mutually culpable with each other. Right. Okay, now you got WikiLeaks and they're combing through John Podesta's emails and they're finding all these weird references to pizza and hot dogs. And then they're decoding a lot of other things, and they kind of find out that pizza is a code word for, like, children. So when they're... But who knows if that's true? You know, it's like, oh, he's using code words. He's using this you know, pedo lingo. So who knows if that's true? Well, a video came out, and Anonymous posted this today, of John Podesta, like, doing serious... psychological torture to this person.
Yeah! I'm your daddy now! I'm your fucking dad!
Now...
Wait a minute. That's the end of the video.
What's my name? What's my name? My other name. What do you call me? I am your father! From now on, you will call me your father. You're... Shut up! You will call me your father. What is my name, huh? What do you want me to, what do I want you to call it? What? What? Say it, I want to hear it. That's it, yeah.
Bro.
I've seen that video before. And this channel talks about it.
All right, Thomas, you want to set this clip up? We're learning about the deep web, guys. You know, we're going hardcore here.
Okay, so Eric presented some video that could possibly implicate John Podesta and some very shady child abuse.
It seems like MKUltra kind of project. Like, if you know what MKUltra, research it, Google it. There's a lot of, like, hearings where... MKUltra victims talk to Congress.
I'm Christy Nicola, born July of 1962, rendering me 32 years of age. I was a subject in radiation as well as mind control and drug experiments performed by a man I knew as Dr. Green. My parents were divorced around 1966, and Donald Richard Ebner, my natural father, was involved with Dr. Green in the experiments. I was a subject from 1966 to 1976. Dr. Green performed radiation experiments on me in 1970, focusing on my neck, throat, and chest. 1972, focusing on my chest and my uterus in 1975. Each time I became dizzy, nauseous, and threw up. All these experiments were performed on me in conjunction with mind control techniques and drugs in Tucson, Arizona. Dr. Green was using me mostly as a mind control subject from 1966 to 1973. His objective was to gain control of my mind and train me to be a spy assassin. The first significant memory took place at Kansas City University in 1966. Don Ebner took me there by plane when my mom was out of town. I was in what looked like a laboratory, and there seemed to be other children. I was strapped down, naked, spread eagle, on a table, on my back. Dr. Green had electrodes on my body, including my head. He used what looked like an overhead projector and repeatedly said he was burning different images into my brain while a red light flashed aimed at my forehead. In between each sequence, he used electric shock on my body and told me to go deeper and deeper, deeper, while repeating each image would go deeper into my brain, and I would do whatever he told me to do. I felt drugged because he had given me a shot before he started the procedure. When it was over, he gave me another shot. The next thing I remember, I was with my grandparents again in Tucson, Arizona. I was 4 years old.
But it's basically like a deep psychological abuse when you're very young to like fracture your mind into different alters so that like an assassin can be accessed. You can be given assassin duties and not know in your other brain that is just a school teacher that you're actually secretly assassin for a CIA. It's like to create like a mind control victim is what MKUltra is about. And it looks like, you know, that video that I showed before was like really fucked up. And John, right. It's everyone is accusing that voice to be John Podesta, allegedly.
Allegedly.
I mean, you don't see his face in the video. Right. So it's just like some guy screaming at a kid, which seems to be in some fucked up shower, like hitting the shower with a broom, just yelling. But you don't know who the voice is. So what's this video you're going to show Thomas?
When Eric showed me the video, there was one phrase that he says a lot. He's like, "What's my name? You shall call me father." And then that, I was like, I think I've seen a video where they talk about where this happens or like something. And I found it. My recollection, even though with so much alcohol and marijuana in my system, is impeccable. And I found the video, and here it is. It's called World Corp Enterprises Shrouded Truth Number 5, Rainbot on YouTube.
World Corp Enterprises was a YouTube channel that began to generate a lot of concern amongst the online community in December of 2016. The reason behind this were two uploads in particular, one called Fatherhood and the other called Each Day I Grow Some More. Both videos featured a man off camera screaming at a crying child that appeared to be at the other end of some kind of glass door.
You think you're hot shit, don't you? You think you're hot? Listen up! What's my fault? What's my name? What's my name?
In case you aren't familiar with it, the title, Each Day I Grow Some More, which was also stated by the man in the video, is a reference to a children's show called Caillou, but more on that later. When these videos were on YouTube, they obviously sparked a lot of controversy, resulting in them being taken down. Each Day I Grow Some More was later re-uploaded, and this time with this text inserted at the end. Eventually, the entire WorldCorp Enterprises channel was deleted from YouTube due to community guidelines violations, most likely due to the two videos in question. The termination took place somewhere around the first week of January 2017, and not long after, a WorldCorp Enterprises website soon appeared. If you choose to go onto the site, you'll be met with this. The banner above states that the site will now be the main source of content since the YouTube channel's deletion. On the website, you'll find tabs for music, images, and videos. The music tab will greet you with four different songs. The images tab will get you a lot of heavily edited, seemingly nonsensical photographs, mostly depicting religious imagery. And finally, we have the videos tab, which is basically all the videos from the terminated YouTube channel, including Fatherhood and Each Day I Grow Some More. To add to the confusion, all the way back in June of last year, an anonymous user on 4chan claimed that they were going to make a video covering WorldCorp Enterprises, Oldcorp had noticed this somehow and asked for the person's email, to which they sent a picture of a burnt playing card and this video.
It's like a bloody person in a shower. Is the video that World Corp sent to the Fortune.
If you want any idea of like the quality, think about watching Saw.
Yeah, it looks like a Saw, a piece of Saw movie. Yeah, it's like, seems like very clearly a threat. I mean, dude.
Based on how aimless everything surrounding World Corp appears to be, people haven't exactly been able to figure out what to make of it. If you watch the videos archived on the site, they're mostly either lyric videos to the music I mentioned earlier, or they're some form of nonsense.
Yeah, World Corp seems to send, like, the creepiest possible shit around, you know? Right. And World Corp. World Corp. They're like, we own the world.
This is everything.
In case you're wondering about how people's penises get cut off in showers, you want to question this shit.
Don't.
You might end up in one of our videos here. Dude. So, everything's fine. Yeah, America's great. Everything's fine. There's no problems with this
world. I feel
world.
Like I shit on your dreams.
The Illuminati is not real. And
I don't know. I just feel like with the look, I feel like everybody just wants there to be, they're forcing conspiracies instead of actually trying to look for its conspiracies. I felt like with Pizzagate, this is like one of those things where it's just like, okay, yes, if you look deeper into it, it could be like this weird thing. But honestly, what if like this is just like some office building that's close to a lot of food and they're like, yeah, pizza or hamburgers or hot dogs. Because I remember, like, those were, like, the three big words.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's just, like, don't get me... Like, I don't want to be this one guy that's just, like, don't think anything of it. I think you should always question anything and everything the government does. But what if this is one of those things that we're looking at so hard?
There was one weird video... email where they were, like, you know, the pizza and the hot dogs will be in the hot tub for sure at 5 p.m. It was like, yo, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, man. It makes me wonder, it really makes me wonder, because I did work, you know, when I lived in L.A. on some TV shows, where it was made apparent to me that, like, a lot of people that were making a lot of money on that show were, like, Masons.
Right.
And it doesn't... And I'm just like, so if that's the game, you know, at the same time, my dad, like, he worked on Wall Street for a while, and he made a lot of money on that job, and he was always... His mentality about everything was always like, I'm like, well, this is the game. You know, when it comes to comedy or when it comes to business, when it comes to, like, the auto sales industry in Nashville, Tennessee, he would look at you and think the same thing. Go, okay, what's the auto industry right now? What's the market for auto sales in Nashville, Tennessee? What is it? Learn everything. Okay, now you know how to work the game because you know the game. Work the game.
Right.
Work the game. You know the rules of the game. Work the game.
Right.
So it's just like, so I don't want to like hit a kid in a bathtub, you know, with a broom.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I just want to be at the level of the Illuminati where I like sell screenplays and shit.
Bro, you gotta.
You know what I mean?
You're gonna have to hit a few kids with some bros.
If I join the Freemasons,
you can't. No, you
like
can't.
Like, how quick does that John Podesta video?
You
happen,
can't
bro?
Just be like, okay, 0 to 100. That you're gonna have to like.
But is that where it's
you're gonna
going,
have to
though?
Jerk off on some skeletons?
Right. Oh, just like
fucking.
Yeah, it's all fun and games. Look, I would do some of that skull and bone shit. I would jerk off in a fucking coffin. Who cares? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
Nobody's getting hurt.
I feel like it's the easiest thing. That
it's kind of funny. Like, I jerk off and the bell is ringing the whole time. Ring, 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 ring. That's kind of cute. Who cares? It's kind of festive.
It's like, you know? It's like, hey, beat these kids with the broom. It's like, oh, fuck.
Yo, that sounds like super rude.
It's like, I've been too deep now. I have to, like.
Just, and then they're like, do some Star Wars shit. Like, say you're their father. You know what I'm saying? I'm
like the second awesome. They're like, beat this kid, you're just like, okay,
man,
is this my life now? I have to,
you know what I mean? I don't want to fuck Corey Feldman or Elijah Wood. I just want to, like, you know what I mean, get this buddy comedy off the ground, right? Is that still how this works?
I mean, I guess, dude, like, fuck,
bro,
Hollywood's weird like that,
you know. You get this crazy mentality where it's like, anything it takes.
And it's just like, sacrifice the virgin, and you're just like, ah, shit.
And they hand you a broom, you're like, alright, I'll sweep up. It's like Masonic Hall. And they're like, actually go in the basement and beat this child for 2 hours. Huh?
It's like,
I thought I was going to mop up.
You it's like the time? Day before, I was about to lose my shit because I had to get sandwiches for everybody. And now today, yeah. I got a beat kit. It's like, fuck, now I
Yo,
have to beat this kid.
I was at the gym at this Muay Thai school, you know? And it's like, after a while, it's like $100 a month or $120 a month, you know? Mm-hmm. After a while, you're like, all right, can I mop the floors up in this bitch? You know what I mean? If they were like, can you go knock out that kid, that 5-year-old boy 10 times? I'd be like, word? I think that's the dark side of Muay Thai, bro. I don't want to go to a dark place. Can I mop this place up and not pay your fee this month?
It's like, oh shit, why have I become Chael Sonnen? Like, why is that my destiny now?
Wow. I've gone dark side. I've used steroids. Man. That is crazy. I'm a fan of Chael Sonnen. He is a great fighter. He's a great showman.
Right.
He does bring that, like, wrestling element. Like, professional wrestling is fake, you know?
Right.
But all they have is the speeches. At SummerSlam, you get me in the ring with Hulk Hogan. It's just this, it's like Carney shit, you
right.
know? It's all about the storyline. Kind of like a Black Bible, you know? It's like guy's storyline. And then she's like, I'm your stepdaughter, but I'll suck your dick for the first time. And then fans are at home like, I'll do anal for the first time, you know what I mean?
Right.
And then they do one more anal scene, and then they withdraw consent, which is, it weirds out everybody in the room, you know? What was I talking about? We've been smoking a lot of weed.
We've been drinking all night, we've been smoking a lot of weed. It's 1:30 in the morning.
I feel like I had a point there. You know, and then they hand you the broom.
Yeah. Beat some kids.
Dude, that is so gnarly. Do you think that's real? Do you think that's fucking real, man?
I don't know. I've been on, like, the sketchy parts of YouTube where it's just everybody trying to make the next edgy video. So I truly believe, though, every once in a while, a real one slips by, and then, like, everybody's just like, you're trying too hard.
Yeah.
But it's very possible, like, you know, it's possible, like, this is some footage from, like, way back in the day, instead of, like, this new footage that everybody's saying. And we could be, right now, we could be like, yeah, dude, like, this isn't real, but, like, later on, somebody's gonna find, like, more evidence to be like, no, this is why this is a real deal. You know, you just gotta stay skeptic to everything.
Now, like, you know, if you're trying to drain the swamp, you know what I mean? So you're like Trump. You get in there, you try to drain the swamp, and you're like, I'm going to stop everything. I'm going to drain the swamp. And you know there's a new chemical in the tap water, and it's actually making some of the frogs gay.
It turned the freaking frogs gay. Do you understand that?
I think there's been another episode of Highway Diary.
Oh, God.
I've been your host. With me, Thomas Jones, you know, just like in my fucking college dorm room. You know what I mean? Like, smoke weed and like drink beers. You know what I'm saying?
Just getting it, dude. Living the life right now. Fucking gay frogs.
All right, smoke pot, worship aliens. I've been Eric Hollaback. Peace.